Okay, guys, welcome back to K-Dub Palace Podcast. I am your host, K-Dub, and we're back with another week of NBA basketball news. So for you guys that did not know, NBA free agency was last week on July 1st, and we are heading into the Olympics, which means we will be discussing USA basketball. And also, NBA Summer League has officially started as of this past weekend. We're going to kick off with the first Summer League game between the Lakers and Kings. We saw Bronny James's first ever NBA kind of a preview game in the Summer League. He didn't play much. He only scored 4 points, had 2 assists, 2 rebounds. He was 2 for 9 from the field. I think he was suffering like a knee injury, so that's why he didn't play the next game against Golden State on Sunday. So, if you guys are new, hit that subscribe button and follow me on all platforms: Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. My Instagram is DripGuyKDub, and then on YouTube. The link for my YouTube channel is in my Instagram bio, or y'all can follow me on there too. So we'll start off with the first Summer League game with Bronny. My thoughts on the Bronny James situation, I'm gonna say, like, I wouldn't panic too much. It's just the first game of Summer League. It's not the NBA season yet, so he has all summer to prep and to get like his body right and stuff like that. So I wouldn't even panic over it. We got that. So that happened this past weekend, and also I think I would say tonight we had Zach Edey fenced up his first Summer League game. He had 14 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks. Zach Edey actually played good tonight on the boards. He was blocking shots. He even caught a poster tonight. They played the Utah Jazz tonight, and the game went in overtime. But unfortunately, they lost in overtime to the Jazz, 97-95. It was a close game, but I'm going to say this right now: the Memphis Grizzlies definitely stole Zach Edey in the draft. He's definitely going to help them on the boards this year, as the Grizzlies are kind of like in the need for like a big man right now. Jaren is a solid big, but he's not a rim protector. And I think Zach Edey can really help them as far as being a rim protector, and he's a good screen setter too. He's gonna get Ja a lot of open looks at the basket. He's really a good pickup for the Grizzlies. If you guys didn't watch the game, Zach Edey actually was at the free throw line on the side. And he ended up boxing out two of the players from the other team. He ended up sending the game into overtime with a putback layup at the free throw line after, I think, Lara Villa. He had purposely missed a free throw. And I don't know how Zach Edey did it, but he boxed out two of the players at the free throw line, and he ended up putting back up a layup, and he forced the game to go into overtime, which I kind of expected, because I mean, Zach Edey, he's 7'4", like he's 7'4", 7'5", with like an 8-foot wingspan. Like his height and his wingspan is crazy, so I wasn't surprised at that. So But yeah, but unfortunately, they did take the L. But tomorrow they'll play the 76ers in the preseason game tomorrow against I want to say his name is McCain, I think. He went to Duke. He's the TikTok player. Yeah, so I think they'll tip off tomorrow. But that's your latest summer league news. But we have some big trades that happened. DeMar DeRozan is going to the Kings in a three-team trade. Then we got Buddy Hield, who got traded to the Golden State Warriors. Buddy Hield, it's a solid pickup. It's nothing crazy. They're trying to replace what they lost from Klay, but I don't think that's gonna happen. But Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield is a solid pickup for the Warriors. I don't really see it moving the needle as far as the Warriors being a contender next season, but they'll definitely. I guess he'll try to help Curry get back to being kind of, I guess, being relevant in the West, as the West is still stacking up with player movements and stuff. It's not a lot of players. There's still some players that are still moving around in free agency. Free agency is not over. There's still players signing to different teams still. I mean, it's other teams recognize, you got the Lakers, they haven't made no moves. The Bucks didn't make any moves. The Bulls, they finally made a move. They traded DeRozan, but I mean, and I think with that trade, Harrison Barnes, Harrison Barnes got shipped to the Spurs. So I mean, the Spurs are trying to put some veteran leadership around Wimby. When after adding Chris Paul, now I got Harrison Barnes on the wing, but I don't know. I still feel like the Spurs are still they still need to add some more players on that team. Probably some more shooting. Probably a couple defenders, and probably one more veteran leadership player. Probably one more vet to that team, but I think Chris Paul is. Kind of like I think that's the perfect vet for Wimby to even get as far as a vet. I think Chris Paul is the best is the best option, and with Chris Paul being the point guard, he can put Wimby in the best spots to be successful. So like I said, Spurs, they got some pieces. The Kings, I don't think this move makes the Kings like a contend. Nah, it makes them like, I don't know. I can see this even with the Kings again, DeMar DeRozan. I think this is like a second round exit for them. I don't see the Kings going to the conference finals with this team. Because if you look at the roster, they trade, they bench. They don't have Davion Mitchell no more. They made some other moves too. Kevin Herter was hurt last year. I mean, they got Malik Monk back. So I mean, you still got the sixth man, in Malik Monk, but you do lose Harrison. You lose, a couple key bench guys. So yeah, we just have to see how this plays out. But the Kings definitely have a big three. They got two clutch players now who, when it's in crunch time and you like a bucket, you can go to either DeRozan or DeFox. So that won't be a problem for them. But I think with this move, I do think DeRozan might have to sacrifice. I think DeRozan goes from having the ball in his hands to kind of being like a slasher kind of player, somebody who can hit the open jumper, who can go to the basket, or like cut to the basket. Kind of like an Aaron Gordon, Andrew Wiggins kind of player, just like a cut to the basket kind of player, you know. Some, you know, a player like those, I think DeRozan can, DeRozan definitely gonna find his way in it, in that system. But I mean, with D-Fox, DeRozan, Sabonis now, and now Sabonis, I mean, Sabonis is just gonna rack up assists now, because now not only can he pass it to D-Fox, but he can also give it to DeRozan now too. So yeah, Sabonis is definitely gonna average double digit assists next year. Definitely gonna average another triple double. So, but I do think DeRozan will go down in points. I think last year he averaged around 25 points a game. I think that might drop down to about 22, 21. And D Fox might go from averaging 27 to probably like 25, just because he has to get DeRozan the ball and Sabonis. And then Sabonis' average is 18, 12, and I want to say 9, 8. So, and then, you know, the role players are going to find their way, you know, like usual. But yeah, man, this isn't a bad pickup for the Kings. This actually makes them contenders now. So let's see if the Kings still make moves. Let's see if the Kings still make moves, you know, because it's been a lot of talks about DeRozan probably going to the Lakers. And you know, like DeRozan still, he still, once again, DeRozan did not go to the Lakers. So I don't know if he's ever going to go to the Lakers ever. You know, I mean, he was close to going to the Lakers, but but he's going to a team at Cali, but it's just not the Lakers. It's the Sacramento. It's Sacramento. So, who knows if DeRozan's ever going, if he's ever going to be in a Laker uniform before he retires. So we'll see. But that's the latest on that. Paul George dropped the episode on his podcast today, and he talked about the contract negotiations. He said he wanted, he said he told the Clippers organization earlier in the year that he wanted the same contract as Kawhi, but he didn't want a trade clause, and the Clippers didn't want to, they didn't want to do that. So he said, okay, how about, I'll just take the 400 and 12 mil. No, he'll take the 4 year, $212 dollar contract, and then that way they can just trade him. But they didn't want to offer him. That's what he wanted if he couldn't get the first contract with the no trade clause. And the Clippers didn't want to do it, and then he ended up getting that same deal with the Sixers, which, you know, he ended up going to the Sixers. But you know, that's kind of messed up how he didn't want to. I mean, like, all Paul George asked for was like a no trade clause in his contract. He could have signed back for 3 years, and however much money he could have gotten, I think 3 years, 150, I think, and just add the no trade clause. They didn't want to do that, it was a situation where he felt like he was worth more, as far as how he played this year and all that. He just felt like he was worth more than what they was offering, and that they weren't trying to pay him. And which is kind of confusing, because you know, like Kawhi, he's been the main one hurt out of everybody, but they're treating, but they've, but they give Kawhi the bag, and like Kawhi, like he barely plays, and like Paul George is usually the one that be carrying the Clippers when like Kawhi not playing. So it's like, why not give Paul George the money that he deserves, when he's usually the one that's more available out of all the stars besides Harden and Russ that plays for the Clippers? So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I feel like you, I don't know. I feel like Kawhi, I feel like they shouldn't even, I feel like Paul George should have offered a contract before Kawhi, only because Paul George has, he's proven that he can be healthy. Paul George, I think this year, Paul George this year has proven that he's more reliable to be on the court than Kawhi. So I feel like Paul George definitely earned the money. Like Paul George or not. And then on top of that, PG's not showing no decline in his game either. So I don't see why he didn't deserve his money. But it's good to see him with the Clip. I mean, it's good to see him with the Sixers now. See what he can do with that team now. So we'll see. Well, guys, the USA, they're scrimming. They've doing some pickup games. Anthony Edwards, he made another highlight interview, a clip. He said that he's the man on the team, and they gotta find a way to fit around him. So, Ant's still gonna make his, he's still gonna make his viral clips on you on the internet with his with his interviews, speaking his piece. That's why. Everybody loves Ant. I mean, he's gonna be himself. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna and he's gonna back it up on the court too. So we'll see how the how this year's Olympics go. Their first real showcase game is on Wednesday against Canada. But I think KD's hurt with a calf strain. I don't know how K I don't know how he got hurt. And ain't nobody playing on basketball right now. But along with KD out, I'm pretty sure Anthony Edwards probably gonna be getting some playing time. I think KD is gonna sit out until the Olympics to get the to get the calf right. But yeah, man, this is a short episode. It's not too much. Not too much. This has been a lot going on as of yet. But you guys. Do stay tuned, you guys. I want to let you guys know that we're not only a basketball podcast, but we're also going to be here for entertainment as well. So I'm going to preview my YouTube video that I'm going to drop tomorrow. I'm dropping a Smash the Pass video on my YouTube channel. So y'all go check that out. The link is in my Instagram bio. So y'all go check that out. I'm gonna try and put the link somewhere on Spotify if I can. I'm not sure yet. I'm still learning. But y'all wanna check that out. The link is in my bio, in my Instagram bio. If y'all go check out my YouTube. Like I said, from where it's looking right now, it's looking like I'm gonna be posting these episodes every Tuesday. So y'all stay tuned for every Tuesday. For episodes, either every Tuesday or I might just drop two or three a week. It depends. I'm in school right now for the summer too, so I kind of gotta pick another day where I can drop. But right now it's looking like the episodes will drop every Tuesday. That's what it's looking like. So, and then if they don't drop Tuesday, I might get bored one day. I might just record and then drop another video on like a Friday or something like that, or like a Saturday, just to finish off like the week. But also tomorrow, stay tuned. DeJounte Murray has his press conference at the for the Pelicans tomorrow. His introduction press conference tomorrow. To welcome him to the team and all that tomorrow. So. Stay tuned for that. I'm pretty sure that there's definitely going to be a summer league game, so y'all, stay in tune with the summer league games on the NBA website. Y'all can look at the schedule and see what game's up next. I know tomorrow the Grizzlies play tomorrow. The next time the Lakers and Bronny play is Wednesday. I think Bronny will play for that one. I don't think he's going to be hurt anymore, so he'll play Wednesday probably. But yeah, man, that's it, man. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode, man. Y'all gonna follow me on all platforms and subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends, to your family, to everybody that there's a new sports and entertainment podcast out now. Y'all gonna stay tuned. I'm saying, y'all have a good night, and we're out with another episode of K-Dub Palace Podcast. See y'all next week.